It's an opportunity for everyone. For local pro players, it's a chance to get in a final skate before heading off to their respective training camps. For the youngsters vying for a spot on the Sioux Greyhounds, it's a chance to learn from players who are already living the NHL dream. On Thursday, a trio of NHLERs with Sioux ties were on the ice as the Greyhounds training camp continued into day three. Vegas Golden Knights forward Michael Amadio, Pittsburgh Penguins forward Brian Rust, and Dallas Stars defenseman Colin Miller practiced with one of the Greyhounds' three training camp teams for the morning. For all three, it's a chance to reminisce and help out the young guys. "It's always fun to come back out here and remember the days when I was here," said Miller, a former Hounds captain. For Miller, the chance to skate with his former old club is also an opportunity. "I just have some fun and loosen it up," he said. "It can be a stressful time for a lot of these guys coming to their first camp. It's fun to joke around and have some fun with them but work hard." Rust, who signed a 6-year contract with the Penguins in the spring, also used the time as a chance to help set an example. "Just work hard," Rust said. "I know when I was that age, seeing the real intensity it needs and the drive and work ethic it needs and the details and all that to be successful, when I come out here, I try to bring that a little bit more. Maybe one of these kids is watching and can learn something. I try to be open and tell them they can ask me anything." Amadio had a similar message. "Just get your work in," Amadio said. "Whatever it is and whatever you're trying to work on that day, just build toward that end goal of staying in the lineup every night." While Miller and Amadio are Sioux products, Rust has deep ties to the city as well. His wife Kelsey and brother-in-laws Jarrett and Tanner Burton are from the area. With the familial ties to hockey, there's certainly no lack of hockey talk. "It's always fun," Rust said. "It's the center of a lot of our conversations and it's such a big part of our lives, so it's hard not to talk about it, but we love it. That's what keeps you going, is it's so much fun." Asked about his time in Pittsburgh, Rust spoke glowingly of the culture in the organization. "It's been awesome since day one. The culture there is second to none and it's led by Sid," Rust said, referring to Penguins superstar Sidney Crosby. "He welcomes everyone in. It doesn't matter if you've played one game or 1,000 games. He's going to see how you're doing, how your summer was, if you want to go to dinner, things like that. Having that guy and the other leadership be so open and welcoming just breeds a good environment in the room." For the Greyhounds, the opportunity to have pros skate with the team during training camp has been a regular occurrence over the years, and a huge benefit for the players. "It's big because you see the guys on TV and a couple of them signed new NHL contracts this summer and they're vital parts of their team," said Greyhounds general manager Kyle Raftes. "You can see how they prepare. You walk into the room and the guys are working out and stretching out before they go on the ice. It's cool for these guys," Raftes added. "It shows you that part of how close you are to these players, but then how far away. It's always good because they bring energy and they're out there to work. They push our kids too. It's a good experience on both ends."